Pennies on a Dead Woman's Eyes by Marcia Mueller. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Part 1. The Victims. Chapter 1.
At first they were going to kill me. Then they changed their minds, and only took away 36 years of my life.
The older woman perched beside me on the guardrail of the road leading to the telecommunications tower at the top of Bernal Heights. The wind gusted across the barren hillside and loosened tendrils of her white hair. The pale afternoon sunlight transformed them to a shimmering spiderweb. She stared toward the spires of downtown San Francisco, eyes narrowed against the glare. Smog blanketed the Bay Area today, from the eastern hills to the city itself, making the panorama look like an old-time sepia-toned photograph. After a moment, she added,
"Only took away 36 years, and my husband, my child, the entire middle of my life."
I waited, not wanting to interrupt the flow of her thoughts.
"And all the time I was innocent," she said. "They kept me as long as they did because I wouldn't admit to it. Wouldn't express remorse or tell them what they wanted to hear. If I hadn't almost died of a heart attack, I'd still be in prison."
I'd expected the claim of innocence, but now that she'd made it, I had no immediate response. I'd never been one for snap judgments, and I certainly wasn't going to make one in this case. When I didn't reply, she faced me, fixed me with an insistent stare. Her eyes were a curious, translucent aquamarine.